Hey, Nick.
Hey, Chase.
It's that time again.
What time is it?
Time for
Fuck This Place!
No, we're fine. It's very casual. I mean, we're not at work, are we? Okay, folks, welcome
the jokes
to...
are star- okay.
No, you're fine.
Should we talk about the earthquake?
No.
No? Has everybody talked about it?
Oh, do you want to introduce the podcast? Welcome to Fuck This Place with Chase and Nick, the podcast about jobs.
It might be about the earthquake, though, too.
Could be about the earthquake. Our special guest today is Gabby Lamb.
Gabby Lamb. I like Fuck This Place. That's funny.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Wow. It's about jobs, and we don't like them. Well, that's not true. We like some of them.
Like some, but we dislike a lot more.
We sure
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yep. And we did have an earthquake. Here's a question. Were either of you working?
Yes, I was at work. And it was sucks because I was like, I am not going to, I can't die here.
Yeah.
I can't die.
No, you can't.
In that restaurant.
You do not want to die there.
No.
Was that the first one? The one in the morning?
The first one I was at work. And the second one I was at the West Side Comedy Theater about to get on stage. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
you're
I could die here,
but I don't want to.
Ideally, I'd like to not die doing either of those things. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe stand up, I guess.
Maybe.
I was laying down in my apartment, the first one. And then the second one, I was about to go on stage at Bar Lubitsch for a show.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
So we were about, we were at the same time.
Yeah.
So were you the comic, but like after the one on stage?
There was one and then me.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
But yeah, I also wouldn't have wanted to die doing stand-up, but I know after I was dead, they would have said that's what I would have wanted
to do. Yeah, right.
You know, he died doing what he loved. No, I didn't.
Yeah. I died doing what I hate. Did the person, they addressed it, obviously, the person on stage?
Yeah. It was the majority of their set.
And
I honestly think, though, I honestly think that in that case, because I don't like going up, and if there's been something really awkward or something that has changed the temperature of the room, so to speak, I don't really like diving too far into it. I understand you have to acknowledge it so that people know you're not some screen.
You're not an idiot.
You're not a hologram up there, you know?
Right.
And so... but yeah, one of the other comic kind of for a long time was talking about it, and it just
we were all feeling
more like a Q&A. You know, it's just everyone gonna want to chime in on where they were or whatever. I say just say it and then
acknowledge
it,
move on. Yeah,
say it, don't spray it. That's what I always say.
That's what he always says.
That is a problem. People spraying it too much about the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's time for a segment. We don't have a name for this segment, but basically
we don't have like a song. I think they're
we're gonna figure that out in due time. I think this segment's called "Fuck This Place."
Yeah.
It's just with a question mark, and we look at local listings in the Los Angeles, Southern California Craigslist area, and we find out do we fuck this place, or do we not?
Okay, yeah.
So we're gonna read a couple listings. And then we're just going to see, we just like read two and then we'll probably just going to keep one.
Okay, cool.
but okay, so Gabby, you get to choose, our first one.
Honestly, I need a new job. So
by title. Oh, this is good. Okay. So, the first title is the best personal assistant job in the world.
In the world.
World is all caps.
Came out 5 hours ago.
The next one is sandwich artist. I think we can guess who that's for, but it's a bit of a weird post.
Okay.
And then the last one is, we're going to get two of these. So basically, you just pick which one you want first, and we'll do the second one next. The last one is event greeter, !! Work exciting venues, also !!
Work exciting
Which
venues?
Is the most enticing to you? Event greeter, sandwich artist, or best personal assistant?
Honestly, sandwich artist.
Okay, great. Let's dive.
Because it's like, you know exactly what that job is.
You know,
it's just making fucking sandwiches.
Yeah. But I like that they're trying to appeal to people who are passionate about things.
Yeah.
They're
really trying to dress it up.
So the posting says sandwich artist in Santa Cruz, California. I don't know how many people know this, but there's a specific fast food chain that uses this term. But it's a bit, they're a bit clouded about how they get you there. So they start with integrated support solutions. You just said sandwiches. Anyway, integrated support solutions is an innovator in the hospitality industry.
What?
very upsetting already.
Yeah. Do you, do you think this is just like for sleeper cells from the Pentagon? Like this is it what they go on and they're like use this sandwich artist to like lull people in, but this is actually how they activate the killers.
Is how they screen people.
Yeah.
Also, like this is look at the way this was written. Our ethical principles guide us in our delivery of service.
Correct.
What?
It's a cult.
Yeah. This is all one
is
paragraph.
Is this the Bible?
We are looking for unique individuals to represent our culture of service. Like, that's all one. That's, so the whole thing reads like this. In it, we have not mentioned sandwiches again.
No.
Stop.
Three
stop,
sentences
so
in.
Funny.
Integrated support solutions that innovate in the field of hospitality industry. Our ethical principles guide us in our delivery of service. We're looking for unique individuals to represent our culture of service.
We have openings.
Yep.
Well, I just like how, like, dire and dark that all sounds, and then immediately goes into we have openings in Santa Clarita area.
We have an openings for in the Santa Clarita area for sandwich artists to work in a Subway on a college campus.
Correct. Yeah. So this is where it gets to me. This is where it gets dark, because it's like, yeah, you know, you're working for a Subway, but you're not working for a Subway. You're working for this integrated support solutions, which is like, I don't know, like what happens when you work at a Subway at an airport? Are you working for Subway or are you working
it is
LAX
an outside
Port Authority or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. I think, it is a different source that it's
that's
all
not
from
good.
Now. Yeah.
You know, like it's bad enough to work at a Subway at a Subway.
Yeah. Yeah, let alone a Subway that's been taken over by the mob.
What?
Okay, so this, again, the syntax
what
is very strange.
What college campus? Is it CalArts?
In Santa Clarita. So, yeah, maybe it is CalArts. Yeah. So a bunch of rich kids are going to be yelling at you about how many pickles are on their sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Job duties include, I bet we can guess. I wonder, what do they include? Working in the Subway, which is also a very...
general knowledge of cars...
It doesn't say working at Subway. It's still you're working in the Subway in this bubble of non-Subway, preparing sandwiches and salads, responsible for maintaining high standards of quality food production and portion control. You got to make sure that tuna. You do not want to do more than one ice cream scoop,
right?
Which is always a harrowing image. Using standardized recipes, responsible for appropriate quantities of food. We already said that. Needed to meet menu requirements, responsible for following standards and methods as outlined in the policy and procedures. There's too much.
What? No, I hate it. Why is it written like this?
This is too much. This is too much for a sandwich artist. I don't even think Subway would say this about sandwich making.
Anybody who's trying to get a job at Subway, like, isn't going to...
Isn't doing this. Like, isn't
going to read this far. Like, click the thing, and I know what... what it is. I've seen it. I literally have seen it in front of me 100 times.
Mm-hmm. You walk into a Subway and you know how to work there. You're like, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and make sure it's not dirty. But, if it's a Burger King, at least there's, like, the allure of a kitchen. You know, like, theoretically, there's, I mean, you can, you know, things go in fryers.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't exactly know how it works. But in Subway, like, no.
Yeah, they purposely do it right in front of you.
Correct.
And the thing
so
that
you
you've
can
been
yell
doing
them
for yourself. For forever.
Right. Yeah, correct. Well, you haven't been an artist about it.
Well,
no one here has. Where is the art in this?
They have not. They've not doubled down on the art. That's for darn sure.
They said it
but
in the title. I never brought
arts,
it back up.
Here's where it gets a little egregious. We have to plow through some language, but there's something at the end that bothers me. We've got to plow through some language. Must present in a professional manner, have good people skills, must be outgoing, self-starter, detail-oriented, blah, 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 fast-paced environment. Previous experience working in a kitchen. Okay. All right. This is a Subway.
Previous experience making a sandwich.
It's a plus. Well, it says it's a plus. Retail or sandwich station for a minimum of 6 months is a plus, but... Benefits include, they have benefits, which is strange. The medical, dental, vision.
That's good, though. I mean, if you're going to fucking work at Subway.
Yeah,
like,
but are they providing them?
Are they providing or are you buying into it?
Correct. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people, I feel like eventually, 10 podcasts in, we are going to be like HR headhunters. But like, for instance, Nick worked for a global corporate food chain and a grocer, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's mentioned in another podcast. Yeah, Whole Foods. And this happened to me too at a different job where they're like, we offer medical. And it's like, great. But what they mean is we have a relationship with an insurance company that offers a quote unquote discounted rate so that you can buy insurance separately. But it's slightly cheaper than the regular marketplace. But you still have to buy it.
Yeah. In the same way that some companies will say that they provide a gym. but they actually just get 10% off your monthly bill at LA Fitness.
Okay. Correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what my job does then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's no fucking way
yeah.
that Integrated Support Solutions, are we going to get sued? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Is offering full dental.
Yeah, no You're way.
Dental. There's people in office jobs that can't get dental. Okay, the last one is please paste your resume in your response or attach as a PDF or Word document.
I also think, like, okay, but just back to the
thing. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I've applied to be a sandwich artist at Subway before.
Have you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like in college uh-huh. at a regular fucking Subway.
Uh-huh.
And there was no resume. There was a piece of paper...
Yeah.
That you wrote shit on, uh-huh. and there were some math problems that I couldn't solve in my head.
Yeah.
Really? What kind of math problems?
They were just like, no, they were basic math. They were just like,
how do you feel like, about ham and also 7 times 7?
No, they don't need more. I'm 33, so I think it was just during the digital transition, uh-huh. and there was like some like cash transactions that they were like, just do this in your head, and like a normal person would just do it on a calculator and be like, I did it, but yeah. I was just like, I can't work here.
That's so funny. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nope, sorry.
I just gave up. Like, if you're asking this of me, yeah, I can't.
You just like got up and then said, this isn't for me, but then got in the line to buy a sandwich.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. This is not my path.
Yeah.
But I was $5 foot long? Hell yes.
Yeah.
What I was looking at is the benefits include medical, dental, vision, vacation, and sick time. I've never met anyone that's on vacation from their job at Subway.
Nah, yeah, dude.
Right? I've never met anyone.
They can afford to take.
Yeah. They're like, no, I took a couple weeks off from my job at Subway
yeah,
to go on vacation.
I went
Maui.
To Cancun.
Yeah.
And I
just taking it out of me.
Just getting that paid vacation.
You just got to get away from Subway once in a while. You know? Me and the wife and my four kids. Yeah. I got us all plane tickets.
I love my art. Do not get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm a dedicated artist.
Just need to recharge, man.
If you're gonna apply mayo like I do,
this whole thing to me feels sinister. And it
definitely.
And for $14.25 an hour, and full time.
Oh, it does say 14.25.
Yeah,
and they probably don't have tips, huh? Does somebody get tips?
Nah.
I think they do, but would they do that thing where they put that box next to a box that's like donate to kids who are missing or something?
It's like an employee.
And so just as like your average customer walks in, they see those boxes and they just go like, no, I'm not going to donate to anything. So you don't get any tips.
Yeah. Right. I think you're right. But mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I used to go to Subway a lot because I had this ice cream day job that was right beside a Subway. And I would just be like, oh, fuck, I don't know again.
Yeah.
And I don't think I remember a tip jar. And I looked because I think it might be like a rogue employee thing too. Uh-huh. Like they'll put it beside
I've done that too.
Funny, yeah.
We used to do that at the juice bar I'd work at. We would just get cups and just write tips on there and just put it out.
Yeah, and you didn't. Oh wow!
They fought us all the time. It became a thing where they would regularly check to see if we were putting
really?
Out a tip jar.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, but then you know you work at a place long enough, you know when the boss is around.
Yeah.
So you just put it out when they're not
and
around.
And you guys would just like split it between.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoever.
And just did what we could. Like every time a new person came on shift, you split up the tips then so that.
Right, it was always fair,
you know.
And it was never so that funny. Much anyway.
Yeah, it was never. It's like, here's your dollar, here's your dollar, you know, mm-hmm. nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was, I mean, it was dollars.
It was dollars. Mm-hmm. It was dollars. And after about a week and a half, you can get a sandwich at Subway.
You can.
Saving up those tips.
Saving up.
No guac. Mm-hmm.
No guac.
Yeah,
no,
that's
guac.
Extra, dude.
You gotta be realistic.
That's
man.
Another 2 weeks of
grinding it out of the juice game.
Yeah.
All right, great. Fuck this place. Fuck that place.
Fuck that place. Fuck both of them.
I think it should be called Fuck That Place.
Yeah, I'm fine with Fuck That Place.
All right, Fuck That Place.
Yeah. Fuck That Place.
Yeah. Great. All right, Gabby, now we're going to talk about you. I mean, we can talk about other things.
Mm-hmm. Whatever we want, I guess.
Yeah, this is our time.
I think in the two episodes Chase and I have done, we've interviewed each other, but we've always gone, what's your first job and what's your worst job?
So first and worst.
What was your first job you ever had? And that could be under the table, like whatever.
First thing you count as a job.
Yeah.
First job that I had like in my, first job when I moved to L.A., that was my first job.
Hell yeah.
Was 2009. And I worked at Charlotte Russe.
What's that?
Well, yeah, what is that?
It's like a Forever 21.
Hell yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's a retail
a place
store.
That people steal things from.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's
including
in
the employees.
A lot of rhinestones, a lot of fake leather shoes that break, you know, the zippers, stop halfway up. And it was in the Topanga Mall in the valley.
Hell yeah.
In the San Fernando Valley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was very depressing. But that was my first job, so I didn't know. You know, I didn't have anything to gauge it.
Yeah. And you're so like, this is just what it is.
Yeah, this is what it is. It's crazy. Like, I didn't even really... I didn't start realizing until maybe, like, 5 years ago that, like, that's not... Like, it's shitty. Like, working... Yeah. Service industry is so shitty. And before I was just like, oh, this is what you do. And now I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Correct.
Like, how long were you there for?
Charlotte was at maybe three or four months.
Mm. Uh-huh. Mm. And did you quit?
Yeah, I quit.
Oh, there you go. Was it a dramatic quit or were you found something else and you were able to bow out?
I was just like, they scheduled me to work like Black Friday and then like, and I was just like, no. And I didn't know the etiquette of 2 weeks. So I was like, no, I'm not going to come in. I'm quitting.
I mean, there is no like,
yeah, I just quit.
I just feel like as far as the etiquette goes, I mean, I get it. Like if you respect the people you work with or whatever, but like your company can fire you with no notice. Like Charlotte Russo can give you 2 week notice to keep working your shifts or whatever. So I don't understand why there's such a fucking like onus on the absolute lowest level employees at every organization that you're required to give 2 weeks. And it's like, you're not, if you're at that level, you're not getting references to roll into the next thing. They're just like, have you worked? You worked? Okay, great.
Yeah, right.
Come to next thing.
Yeah.
I think they just, it's like of the way that like they want, you want to, ideally you don't want to burn bridges. But when you have dog shit jobs, it's I'll burn this bridge.
Hey, you can burn dog shit. Yeah. It's going to smell like dog shit.
Yeah. When you're 17 and you don't fucking care about your coworkers and you're like, what am I doing? Like, I was just like, I don't care.
What did you have to do there?
Fold clothes.
Just fold clothes.
Yeah, bring people up.
Is that that's like a job too where you fold something and then you turn around and turn back and it's messy again, right?
Yeah.
And it's just immediately someone's coming in and looking at it and saying they hate it and then throwing it at the rack really hard.
Absolutely. Yeah. God, that job. I like don't remember it because I like it's just so long ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like,
do you remember anyone you worked with? You don't have to name names, but like faces, anything?
No.
It's just like a cloud of like blouses.
Yeah, cloud of blouses. I really don't remember.
What about your worst job?
Or one of the worst.
Yeah. What comes to mind? You want to talk juice bars? I'll talk juice bars with you.
I want to say like my current job, but that's not my worst job. That's just, it's like getting to be my worst job because I've been there for so long.
Current
like
job always feels like your worst job to some degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But no, you know,
you're
that's
always
not
feeling like this is the lowest.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is the lowest I've ever been.
It's like in a way it's like because it never gets any worse, it feels worse.
Yeah. And it's just, I'm so familiar with it. Whatever. It's just, I don't like, I'm sick of waking up at 6 a.m. to go and open a restaurant.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it's not the worst job. I'm sure there's worse. I think maybe my worst job was probably the juice bar punch bowl that we're next door to.
Yeah. Legendary punch bowl.
Yeah. And that one just...
Taker of souls.
That was a bad one. That was a bad one because it was just like me making smoothies. Just me.
Alone.
All day long. Yeah, there was me and then somebody who ran the cash register. And that place would get like lines out the door. And it's just like... fucking 8 hours straight of just making smoothies and you're just like bent over and you're just like doing the same
you're a smoothie monster.
Yeah, it was I just remember getting just standing there getting so fucking angry, like people would walk into the juice bar and I'd be like no,
absolutely. And then you find yourself, I like in my experience working in a juice bar, you find yourself getting mad because you've been pushed and to your physical and mental limits, but you're still making things that sound hilarious objectively.
Right.
So I would get into these arguments with people like, fuck you, I'm not making you another mango tango. You know?
Yeah.
So then you feel like a joke.
Yeah.
Because you're mad about smoothies.
That's so... Yeah,
it's so like and no one takes your side when you're mad about a strawberry supercharged smoothie.
Yeah, you know? That's so funny.
It's like
that's
yelling
so
about
true.
Balloon animals.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
Like at the restaurant I currently work at, everything on the menu is named after an affirmation. So it's like so funny listening to the kitchen fight with the servers because they're like, there aren't enough pickles on my magical. Like, and like...
Yeah.
Warm up the beautiful. It's too cold. And it's so funny. Like,
It's a part of someone's ploy to make that the case.
Yeah. It's a subliminal way of.
Yeah, because I mean, if your smoothie was called like the mind power, or, I don't know, like something semi legitimate, like just like the egg.
Yeah. And then I believe that that working in any kind of a juice bar in Los Angeles, or really any city that is full of people very concerned with calories and very concerned with weight and stuff. And image, that it's even harder because you deal with these people who are maniacs about their diet.
Right. You are just basically, when people walk in, you're just holding their disordered eating just like for the entirety of their visit. Every problem they've ever had with their own body is inside this smoothie.
Or like
muscle monsters that...
Yeah.
If you have any extra of that smoothie, I need exactly this many grams of protein.
They do that all the time. Can I get the extra?
I
would hate that when I worked at the juice bar. Uh-huh. I mean, I have to make smoothies at my job sometimes too, and it's like when people they just like kind of like hang out above you and they hover. Can I get the rest of that? And you're just like, no.
Does that mean you have to get the spatula in there and just like
put it in a separate cup?
And they try to do it too, like in a cool way. You know, like, oh, can I get the?
Can I get the rest of it?
And you're just like, no, fuck
you're
you.
Like this 10,000th.
I remember just quickly, as quick as I can, trying to throw that blender into the sink.
So they can't see it.
Fuck you. No. I didn't even hear you say it. Sorry. What'd you say? Nope. Sorry.
Yeah,
threw it away. So this blender's back. It's so loud.
There's so many blenders.
God, that's so funny. Mm-hmm. I do that all of the time still at my job. And people, can I try? Oh, sorry. I already washed it.
Yeah. I hear you. Oh. The thing about those jobs too, I feel, is that no one who manages a smoothie or juice bar ever worked in one for very long.
There's some from some other thing where they became
a manager and then got this job.
Correct.
Because they never staffed correctly. Those jobs require more people than you think to work.
Absolutely. They really fucking do. And the managers never think that. They're like, why are you guys not working better? Why can't two of you guys
knock out five jobs? I don't get it.
At my current job, I work behind a bar and it's like, there's three of us and we have to make the drinks for the entire restaurant.
Right.
So it's always a thing of like, why aren't you guys doing this faster? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, there's three of us and 75 people in this restaurant.
Like a table of nine
ordering 70 fucking drinks at one time.
Right. I remember being so mad at any person that was by themselves. That ordered more than one drink.
Fucking up the way this line looks, bro.
How dare you?
Oh my god!
For a second.
Oh, it gets me so riled up. I know.
Yeah. It really gets into your blood. Those kinds of places.
It does. That's why I had to quit. I mean, because you have to quit eventually. But that's why I quit the juice bar. Because I was like, this is making
you
me
never
a bad
retire.
Person.
You know, you do have to quit.
Yeah.
It was making me a bad person. I was like, just so angry all of the time, and I was just getting mad at people, and I was always on edge, and I was like, oh, hey, I gotta go.
No. Juice bars are the absolute worst.
Do you have any, seared into your brain, just faces of any of the people you had to deal with? Or have you actively worked to, scrub them from your consciousness?
Kind of both.
Yeah. Because, they come back.
There are some, at my current job, there are a couple customers that, oh, God. They come in and you're just, it just makes you want to fucking sock them. I do remember a few from my old job. A lot of them, though, you just black out because you're like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I think what's hard about that, for me, I couldn't tell you what someone looked like per se, but I know their drink still. I could still make their drink in my head because I've had it returned so many times that, a guy walks in, you're like, okay, this guy's going to do chocolate, protein, whatever.
Almond milk.
You just kind of already know. Because of those types of jobs, you have to learn to work ahead. You have to find a way to work ahead.
You do.
And so then, when an asshole comes in and you're used to this asshole coming in every day, as much as you wish you could force their drink to the very end or whatever, you're forced into good customer service just to get them out of your way.
Correct. You just want them to go.
So you have to start on their drink before when you see them three people back.
When you see them park.
Yeah. It's ready.
God, that's so true. And the amount of entitlement that comes with customers that too. That it started happening a lot recently in my job where a lot of our regulars, you know, it's like, because we have to memorize the drinks because it's like, just get them the fuck out. And then they come in and they're like, hey, can, and they have this like air about them where they're like, there's this one guy that comes to my work all the time and he's like started like hanging out too close to us while we're working. And he's like watching the food. And he's like, it's like getting too much. And I'm get the fuck out of here. Why is my food not ready yet? And it's like, shut the fuck up, dude. You're still a customer.
Yeah, if you want to work here, bro, you absolutely can.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like that. And I'm like, you're not. You're still a fucking regular customer just because we see you every day.
Yeah, it's weird how, like, the temperament of people changes. And I think there's, like, an entitlement thing to it. I also think, I guess, like, in the way that when you have a long line, typically customers, impatient ones, sit through it. Like they might be fidgety, but they'll sit through it. But the second they hand you their $6 or whatever, they are so mad if it's not instant. All of a sudden there become these like, just like these like they're famished. All of a sudden they haven't eaten in 6 days or whatever.
Yes,
and it's like, what,
we got a lot of, blood sugar issues in this country. You know,
we do.
Yeah, that's they're the worst.
What? Here's, I'm curious about, like, every job starts with a certain level of optimism, right? Like, this juice bar, you rolled up to at one point just thinking, like, maybe this will be dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, this won't be so bad.
What did you think? What, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you were, like, when you picked this place to be like, all right, I'm putting an application in there.
Yeah.
What was the dream? Like, what was the fantasy that was almost immediately shattered?
I was younger then, so I wasn't as jaded. Now I go into jobs, like, if I have to get a new restaurant job, it's like, now I,
you know what to watch out for.
Do you, how do you then approach a new job in that way with a more jaded kind of, because also you're more experienced. Technically, you're better. You're just more weathered for what you've been through too.
You're also older and sadder, but more experienced.
God, so nice, you know, to have this kind of experience. my dream. Well, I've been at the restaurant I've been at for a while now because I'm just like, I don't want to go back out there and redo this again. I can't bear it. You know, it's like I've been there for like 3 years. I've been there almost as long as I've been doing stand up now, and I'm like, I can't. I don't want to.
Sure.
Deal with new managers and learn this shit again and fucking.
That is one of the worst parts about a new job, is having to pretend that those things matter to you.
That you give a shit. Yeah. And then when you've been somewhere long enough, you can just like fuck off and everybody's like, okay, well, we get it. She's.
Because they don't want to hire someone else either.
Exactly. Yeah.
Never underestimate your supervisor's lack of desire to train someone new.
Oh, they don't want to.
At all.
Oh, they fucking so don't want to.
It is not fun.
Yeah.
And there's also, I feel like, too, when you
take so long.
Yeah, when you've had been at a place for so long that managers and anyone in any kind of like leadership position always think, it always like seems like they think that they're on the other side of that two-way interrogation mirror, you know, in like cop movies. They see you and all your pitfalls and mistakes you make, and that you can't see them. You can't.
But once you've been
at a place long enough where you kind of know how they work and when they will and won't be around, then you can kind of, you learn to fuck off a little bit. And then I think that there then develops this relationship where you're able to do whatever you want.
In a sense.
It's still a nightmare every day, but, you know, you can sneak off and get a little bit of that blueberry smoothie.
You can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, you can't have any of that. You can't have any of that leftover smoothie. That's for me.
Yeah, God.
Bruh.
And yeah, and then they start to see, yeah, you start to like understand each other, like this is how you work. And yeah, you let each other kind of get away with shit.
Mm-hmm.
But
isn't it sadder then, you know?
It's a little bit sadder then.
It's a little, do yeah.
Have you taken with you anything from the juice bar? Smoothie wise, recipes. Do you do anything at home? Do you have knowledge that you
ever made a smoothie
have?
Outside?
It's crazy. You know, it's crazy because, like, after working for so long in smoothie, like making smoothies, I'm like, oh, I'll be great when I go home and make a smoothie. But every single smoothie I've ever made is terrible. Like, on my own.
Well, it also requires, I mean, you know, the reason that smoothie bars are so goddamn expensive is it requires a shitload of fresh ingredients. Like, if you're doing juice is expensive as fuck.
Yeah. And there's all little special things that you put in,
fucking
like
bee pollen and shit.
I don't have the fucking time at home.
Dude.
I don't want to. And
so have you made smoothies for yourself?
Yeah, and they're all
they're
bad. So bad. bad.
Really?
Yeah, they're so bad.
What, like texturally or taste-wise?
All of it. I don't know how to make a fucking smoothie if it's not written in front of me. Mm-hmm. I can't even, like, think of... Mm-hmm. Like, when I'll go grocery shopping and I'm like, oh, I should buy some stuff to make smoothies. And then I get there and I'm like, spinach and bananas, I guess. Like, I don't know what else to buy.
I feel like I inadvertently took... a lot of knowledge that I don't really have use for after I left. I was just talking to someone and they're like, oh, like my joint hurts in my elbow or whatever. I was like, oh, ginger.
Turmeric.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you just know these things.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh,
that's
true. Yeah, you just take things you didn't ever think you'd take. It's not worth it for everything you went through, but you do have those
that's
things.
That's so true. I know too much about blue-green algae and like mushrooms. I'm like, I don't fucking...
Do people come and ask you about stuff like that?
Oh, of course.
Like at the counter, they're like, I have joint pain. What do you recommend? My doctor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. I've been trying to make a bit out of that forever where like people come in, they're like, I have inflammation and acne. Can you help? And I'm like, go to a fucking doctor, dude. I don't have I barely graduated high school. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah. How did I get here? Let's talk about how I got here.
Yeah. I'm not going to fix that with spirulina. What are you
exactly.
thinking?
Exactly. But there is, yeah. And then
but they're convinced.
Pretend.
Like, if you tell them, you give them an answer, they're like, well, that sounds great.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah. Yep. At my place, they used to tell us, if you get questions like that, tell them before you start answering that you're not a doctor.
We were advised.
Legally. You can't,
yeah,
because people are genuinely always looking for a quick fix and a cure of some kind.
Right.
So true.
I just watched Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz in the juice bar I worked in changed everything. Like when
Dr. serious?
Oz said start drinking celery juice.
Yeah.
All of a sudden we were making. I mean, I would say in the first 15 minutes of opening, we were averaging 64 gallons of.
No.
64 gallons. 64.
No.
No. Yeah, I think I am right.
No, I'm just
every
saying.
Every juice
no.
machine we had. We were doing celery juice on constantly.
Yeah. Really?
I thought Dr. Oz was basically just for grandmas.
No, it's for anyone looking for answers.
Just for grandmas.
Just regular people.
Yeah,
just,
And ordering just 32 ounces at a time. Like, I need three 32 ounces of celery juice.
It's
what?
So it's hot right now.
Yeah.
And everything changes, every couple of years. That's the other funny thing about working in health food, especially, is everything... changes a couple years ago everybody was like fucking coconut oil, now they're like no more coconut oil, we can't do coconut oil anymore. Mm-hmm. And you have to keep up with the food trends, and now I'm like, does anybody actually know what the fuck they're talking
no,
about?
It's not
you have,
I mean, not at the coconut oil yes or no level, like coconut oil maybe is probably the answer to all of them. You can have some celery water, it's probably fine.
We don't know, but
I remember asking a customer why is it so important to have so much celery juice, and also why not just eat celery, why do you have to drink it? And the customer telling me that he had heard that because you have to take in so much of what is
in the celery
that to actually activate whatever it does.
Yeah.
But I was
impossible.
I think you're just drinking gallons of water and that's changing your body. I think that's what it's only thing that's happening. But back to the trends thing, it's really weird because, everyone is lactose intolerant. Everyone has sensitive towards dairy milks or whatever, right? And then you get people who say things like, oh, well, my joints are bothering me. And you say, ginger, turmeric. And then they're something stronger. It's like, oh, if you put, we have golden lattes, say, right? It's like you put ginger and turmeric in a milk, it lasts in your system longer. Mm-hmm. The best milks for that are the dairy milks. So then all of a sudden the same people are like, I need some dairy milks because it'll last longer in my system.
Right,
a month ago, you couldn't drink this.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is...
Exactly. Nobody fucking knows. I bet you, I swear to God, if tomorrow they were like, actually, gluten is... so good for you. Everybody who's like, I have a gluten intolerance would
jump
never
right
mind.
I'm gluten loading now. I got a gluten load.
Yeah. Not to, yes, of course, like people actually do have celiac, but
of course.
So many people would be.
Of course, but it's also true. And then
celery.
Also
yeah.
people have just taken this and just ran with it as a whole different thing.
It's so insane. It's so insane.
Do you ever have any coworkers, who are just actually sold on the whole thing?
Sometimes and immediately I'm like, nah, you ain't my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Those
one
ones.
Of them.
Yeah,
I feel
anyone
who's really sold on it isn't gonna last in the juice game.
Surprisingly, at my restaurant, it's the ones that are really into it.
Or they become managers.
Yeah, yeah, It's funny because there is like the era of like the people who know that it's bullshit. They also last a long time too because they know how to just like deal.
Right.
But then there are my coworkers who are really just so sold on, like who are so into it. And I'm like,
In your time in the juice bar, not like I know you probably don't have a specific number, but did you see a lot of people kind of come and go?
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember feeling like I'm the old guy at the juice bar now, you know, like I've been here. People are going to start saying they built this around me kind of a feeling, you know,
bad. Oh, that's the worst feeling. Yeah. There was a high turnover rate for sure. But then there are always the coworkers who are also there for years with you. And you're like, we're the ones.
Well, I mean, it's to some degree.
Oh, my boy Dylan, he's still here. Dylan's got my back.
Yeah,
people
right.
realize, I think people also realize in some cases, it's like, it's probably not going to get much better than this.
Right.
And it can get much worse.
Right.
Yeah.
And so those are the people that are like.
That's true. Like my coworkers, and I've had this too, where I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here. And then I'm like,
what am I really going
to
do?
I'm going to go to another restaurant. And then you have the other coworkers who are like, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to work somewhere else. And you're like, where are you going to go?
What are you going to do, pal?
I'm going to go serve somewhere else. But, you know, I guess if the environment isn't serving you anymore and isn't suiting you anymore.
Sure, you can get other jobs. You know, that's what Craigslist is all about.
Yep. I just can't. At this point, I'm like, I can't start over. And I'll have the days where I'm like, I need to. I need a new job. And then I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's like at a certain point, it's like it's all the same bullshit. So so you either have like a skill change, you know, like something significant, like you learn a fucking code or something,
right?
And then you're like, okay, well, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
but like, I mean,
I don't want to switch.
I'd say you're top tier, you know, in food service.
Yeah.
How fast can you make a smoothie?
So fast,
right?
Oh, you just so knock fast. It out. Oh so fast, so much faster than my coworkers. I was actually thinking that today. I was watching them make them. We're like training somebody now, and I was like, it took you 5 minutes. It takes me 35 seconds.
Yeah.
You got the hardcore blenders, those like Vitamixes or whatever.
Yeah, we do.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's another reason I think that, like, you can do cool stuff at work, but then you come home and you're like, I don't have any of that stuff. Like,
yeah,
I have
a
$20 blender from Target.
Right. I have a NutriBullet.
Yeah. So like, and I will blend stuff, but like it's some frozen fruit, but like you know, not other shit.
Yeah.
I also feel like I think you get brainwashed into like the health food, like the juice circuit, the underground juice circuit.
Hell yeah.
Into believing that juices and smoothies are inherently good for you just because of just by nature of what they are.
Just as a blanket statement, they're all good for you.
It's these things are just loaded with sugar.
Right.
Yeah. You just like loading different types of berries into your berry smoothie. And then they're like, and then you cut it with some apple juice. And it's like, this is nothing but sugar.
It's a sugar smoothie.
Yeah. This is all it is. Yeah.
And no
sugar,
fiber.
Whatever. Yeah. But it's like, no, this is bad for you. You can't have an acai bowl every meal.
Yeah.
Every day.
Man, acai bowls suck. Balls. I hate
Acai bowls. Some of them are. I like some of them.
Every one I fucking had has been like, you just gave me fruit with a like
a couple of almonds on top.
Yeah,
what
that's what I mean. Like the thing that sells it for like I myself make a fair number of like apple and peanut butter. I have a thing that I make. I might as well bring it up now.
Let's just air this.
Called a hippie bowl, and it's just apple. Me personally, I prefer a Granny Smith, and I like
this
a sour Crips pink. Pink lady.
Okay.
Pink ladies are good.
Pink ladies are nice. Mm-hmm. Like half an apple or just a regular amount of apple, and then I do peanut butter on top of that, and then I do Greek yogurt on top of that, and then whatever toppings you want after that. So like walnuts,
granola,
craisins, granola, grapes, if you're just like, what? Or chocolate chips, if you're feeling like, oh, it's like dessert.
I'm actually going to have you text this to me because I can't remember these.
It is a banging, and it's so much food for so cheap because it's basically just, I mean, the most expensive item on there is probably the Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
And I love it. And but the reason it fills me up is not because of the goddamn apple. It's because of the peanut butter and the yogurt. But like most acai bowls are like, here is some fruit and a dollop of almond butter. And that's
and
it.
Some
fucking
icy
coconut.
Icy acai.
Get that shit out of here.
I fucking hate acai. It's like
and
watery.
And it's fine. It's tart or whatever. But like, again, this is not food. This is, I just went to, I'm fine. That's like, it's like if I just went to like someone's catered thing and just like, well, we have things you can't eat. It's like, well, yeah, sure. There's bits of banana here, you know, and people like cut bananas into like thirds and you're like, all right, fuck you, dude. halves at the most to a banana.
Oh God.
But it's a nice acai bowl. It's just them putting that in there.
Acai bowls.
And it's like fucking like $14.
Yeah.
Because it's of like that frozen goddamn acai. Okay.
Yeah,
acai.
That bar of acai.
Correct.
The thing about like juice bars is that I've noticed is that they don't know when to stop adding items to their menu. Like it just like
that's
absolutely
so
yeah, yeah.
Like
they're gargantuan.
Yeah, they just like, oh, whatever thing one customer asks, we'll start ordering just boatloads of it and just come up with new ideas for smoothies to have. You know, I remember the smoothie bar I worked at when we started, I think we had 5 smoothies. By the time we were done, we had like 16. Mm. And then of course there's the option to custom make anything you want.
Yeah.
Right.
So all of a sudden it's like, we just make everything.
I love when people,
there's a cheeseburger smoothie now. What is this?
I love when people make their own smoothies and then they return them and then they're like, I don't like this. And you're like, yeah, well, you made it.
Are
up.
You
yeah,
fucking yeah. kidding?
That would happen all the time. We're like, this isn't good, and it's like you fucking mixed up a bunch of weird shit. What?
Yeah. It's like it came from your imagination.
Yeah,
what is it talking about?
Strawberries and spinach.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you
and
wanted water.
Warm water.
Yeah, yeah.
You wanted your water kale smoothie. I'm sorry, it didn't work out for you.
Yeah, seriously.
You put the one packet of brown sugar in there.
Oh my God, are people that bring in their own ingredients and
oh,
they're like,
oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, people will bring in their own shit.
Fucking do.
They do. And you're like, you can't bring in your own almond butter and protein and milk and then like just
these
ask
open
us for
containers.
A strawberry. Yeah. Oh my God. It would get me riled the fuck up when people would do that.
Yeah, well, so what do you
and
do?
And then you charge them like the price that we charge for a smoothie and they're like, really? And it's like, what do you?
You volunteered.
Yeah,
we have a menu and you pick something on it's
like,
and you volunteered ingredients.
Well, yeah.
So you could save up this money that you're giving us for about a week and buy your own blender and then do it all at home.
Oh, it makes me so crazy. These people come from hell. I swear to God, they come from hell and then they go back to hell as soon as they leave the restaurant.
With this movie.
Yeah. They go back to hell. It gets me so riled up.
Yeah. I also remember like, we had all these extra smoothies and then we took on acai bowls. And then we just take on all this stuff. And again, still, they're not hiring another person to help take this on.
Yes.
They're just adding more work.
They add more shit and more shit to clean. And then you have to prep more stuff.
They're all mad if a blender breaks. It's like it's
on
almost 24 hours
straight. Yeah. This is a blender
smoothie after smoothie.
Yeah.
It'd be like if you ran a laundromat, you're like, oh, I'm sure this happens too. That laundromat owners are like, I can't believe the machine's down. It's like, it's all it does.
Yeah.
It's just run and run.
Yeah.
It's literally all it does. That we used to have 3 at my work, 3 blenders. Now we're down to 1, and the last one barely works, and they won't order new ones.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
And then they're like, why is the integrity of the restaurant going down? Why aren't we doing as well? And it's like, because you guys don't fix the things that need to be fucking fixed.
I remember.
It's a blender.
Yeah.
It's a blender. Buy it right now.
You get
online.
Like, you're like so emaciated from like the lack of like tools.
Yeah.
I remember when we would get a new blender and you're just like, but I remember looking at it like it was sex. You're like, oh
yeah. That's so funny.
Oh my God. Look at this thing is clean. Look at this. Oh my God. I'm going to fuck this blender in a minute.
The shit you get excited about too. Yeah, like they'll bring in like big things of cashews and it's like, And then I'm like, ew. Like in my real life, I don't give a
fucking
shit.
Cashew milk from that shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Like today, a new thing came into my work. They brought in like a new case to put the donuts in and everybody was like, oh, fuck yeah. And it's like, ew.
A new case
to put the donuts in.
It's like clear. You're just like, fuck yeah. Look at this shit.
Oh my God.
The glaze on them shits.
No, it's like, well, I don't give a fuck about this.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you see, Nicky was slapping the asses on those new spoons. It's crazy.
The shit. Oh my God. My favorite thing, too, is like, people come in and they complain about the prices, and you're like, what do you. I'm not
going
to change it for you. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't afford it.
I can't
work here.
It's a lot of money.
And what's weird is like, they're in line and the prices are in front of them.
Yeah.
It's, right. You knew this was coming the whole way.
It's the whole time.
Yeah. And it's the same for me when you have a long line and then a customer gets there and they hit you with like, I don't really, like, they don't know what they want. It's like, what have you been doing this whole time?
20 minutes in line.
They've been on their phone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, and I know that's what they've been doing.
Yeah.
But if still. I were to respond with like the part that I'm bringing to the transaction of like having the answers to your questions, if I was like, I get like it would, you'd hate me.
Right, they
would,
right.
The customers would hate me.
Correct.
If I wasn't holding up my end of it. All you have to do is know what you want when you get there.
I love when people ask you, like, they're like, what should I get? And then you recommend the things like, that they should get. And they're like, no, I'm going to go something
absolutely
else.
Yeah, do not get that thing.
And
you're like,
we just went, we spent 10 minutes going over the ingredients and like talking about
time.
The, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh God. Another one. Oh my fucking God. Today, this happens all the time. A woman called and it was like, we stopped serving breakfast at 11. It was like 1:30. And she's like, can I still order pancakes? And I was like, no. And she's like, you couldn't even just like, just one. And it's like, no, no, we can't.
Yeah, like, I'm going to sneak a pancake in there for you real quick. What?
Okay.
Just.
No, it's not my rules. It's the restaurant doesn't do it. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking, I never, like when you work.
You know what? I bet you that's why McDonald's moved to breakfast all day.
Absolutely.
Just because what was happening 100%. At 11:30 a.m. in every McDonald's across the United States.
Yeah,
I'm so fucking tired. I don't care. But give them the goddamn pancakes.
No, but what it is it's like, I guarantee you it was less complaints than you think.
Yeah.
Like, okay, how many McDonald's do you think there are in the country?
So many.
Let's just say
10,000.
Let's say
you think there's more than
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
80,000. Well,
while you're looking at
the point I'm trying to make is like
I'm gonna go with 80,000.
Like I remember there would be one customer that would come in once a week and be adamant that we needed to do X, Y, and Z for their order.
Right.
And my boss would absolutely cave and do that. And we would have maybe we would have like let's say 10% of the total amount of customers that come in have this new policy or whatever affect their order.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we would change for the one person
that's true.
Complained.
Yes.
Several very loud people.
Yeah. So the point I'm making is, did you find out how many?
14,000.
So, okay. 14,000. Really? That's surprisingly low, right? Surprisingly low.
Well, here's the thing. It's
there's like four on my street.
Listen, that's just a USA Today article. This is honestly, we're delving into my dad's favorite fact in the world that he loves to drop on
this
people.
Might be a new segment.
Like it's Chase's dad fact.
Yeah.
like it's a fucking, like, it's like it's a total mind fuck. Because it is a little bit. And it's that the restaurant, like the fast food restaurant, Jesus Christ, what the fuck are these fucking ads? The restaurant that has the most locations in the world is not McDonald's, it's Subway.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's because they pair it with a bunch of gas stations. Oh, and that's the appropriate reaction. Really? Interesting. Not like, oh, wow, I love it there.
Oh my God.
So 14,000 is how many?
14,000 McDonald's.
I think that there were more Starbucks than anything.
I mean,
but Starbucks kind of restaurant.
All I was going to say is that if for the breakfast thing, if there's 14,000 McDonald's, 90 people complained.
Correct.
And they changed the policy for that. That's who they changed it for.
Did you have to interview for this?
For
the juice bar?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, sometimes, you know, it's just like, fuck, we're fucked. Get in
here. Yeah, I was actually their first employee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and because they were building it, and I was walking past, and I needed a job, and I was like...
Picture of you next to their first dollar.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. And it took a while, because they couldn't, like, hire anybody yet, because they were still, like, opening, but then as soon as they did, they were like, I don't even think I had a resume or anything. I just had... previous juice bar experience and they're like, yeah, okay, you can work here.
That was it.
Yeah, and then I was there for like 3 fucking years. I know,
slogging
it out every day for 3 years.
Well, if anybody else is out there slogging it out in the juice game, in the juice trenches,
we're here for you, and you will get out. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
You will get out.
Jesus.
Hey, you will get out. Hang on, kid. Get out of there.
Ah!
It's funny because it's true. I feel like there's a kid out there who would hear this and be like, I'm never going to get out. Yeah, you will.
You will. Unless yes. you love it. And that's mm-hmm.
well, yeah. You go fuck yourself because you weren't there for me, kid.
Hey, thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, everybody, thanks for listening.